Welcome back, you guys, to Talk to Talk with your girl Anita Love from Baton Rouge. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for hitting that listener support button. Thank you for just sharing the podcast. Thank you for your questions, even when I haven't been publishing anything. Just thank you. It's been a minute since I've been on the podcast, so I'm just going to jump right on in here. I have been so caught up in just life till I haven't had time to record. And I didn't try to make time to record. That's the truth. Since I've been doing this podcast, I have lost my interest, passion, drive, hunger, however you want to label it, off and on for a while. Sometimes I'm just excited by recording to where I just keep recording. And then sometimes I just disappear. And other times I really don't have anything that I really want to record that's of substance to me. I like to share my feelings and views and thoughts about things and be as honest and as authentic as possible. But sometimes for me, it's hard to be honest about some topics and topics that people have wanted me to talk about without possibly embarrassing my family or having people look at me crazy. Or just basically out of respect for my family, I have chosen not to talk about certain subjects that people have asked me to talk about. And I know people say, oh, well, what about standing in your truth and being you and being honest? Well, my family, whom I love, care about, and always going to come first in my life is my truth. That is my purpose. You know, so when it comes to them, I try not to say or do anything that's going to affect them or hurt them. And that's just who I am. And there are things that as a woman and the type of woman that I am, I do not feel comfortable with talking about certain topics. And that's just me. But I wanted to kind of give my opinion on the recent situation with Will Smith and Chris Rock. Yes, it's been over a week. And to be completely, completely, completely honest with you guys, I'm really over it. Like if we never talk about this again, it will not bother me. It will never affect me in any type of way. Now, truth be told, I do not condone Will Smith's behavior. Before I say anything, let me be very, very clear. Violence in any regards is wrong. I feel that, I believe that, and that's the truth. However, we have to always remember that these celebrities and athletes are human. They are flawed. They have feelings. They are real people. And sometime in life, people fuck up. Sometimes in life, people make mistakes. And I hope this is a mistake that Will Smith learned from. And I hope it's a mistake that other people could learn from it. It was very hard to believe that this was Will Smith. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be very, very honest with you because I always view Will Smith as a very classy, dignified man who have taken a lot of jokes, a lot of criticism about his relationship, his parenting skills, being married to Jada. So to finally break the camel back and to do this on TV, it was a lot for us to process. It was more hurtful for me to see it, that it was two black men. because we're already scrutinized as Black and brown people enough to do this, it just adds on to it. However, I don't feel that what Will Smith is making it easy for the white community to scrutinize us off of. Because if you scrutinize us or change or minimize or take away any opportunities after the situation, it was already planted. You were already going to do that anyway. And that's how I feel about it. Making the comment and suggestions that he should have to give the Oscar back. You didn't make Harvey, who sexually assaulted women, give his shit back, his accolades back. So why would you? I'm just saying, just a thought, just think about it. I do think that he should be punished, for his action. I did see where he resigned from the Academy from, after the situation. And what that means is that he will no longer be a voting member of the Academy. Now, from what I've read online thus far, he will still retain his Oscar for Best Actor. He can be nominated for future consideration by the Academy, and he can still be invited to future ceremonies as of now. And what I mean by the Academy is the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science. That's what that is. And what that means is, if Will Smith happens to make a movie that the Academy member believes is worthy of an Oscar contention, they will still be able to nominate him, which means Will Smith can still win more Oscars. All the resignation means is that Will Smith, he will have no say-so in what films can be nominated or will go into the wind in the future. That's what that is. And I'm pretty sure they love that. I'm just saying. So that is where we're at with Will Smith. We talk about Chris Rock. Now, let me just say this. I am not really a fan of Chris Rock. I think he's a very talented man. He's been very successful in his life. Chris have said that he was not going to file, he was not going to press charges against Will Smith. He have went on to sell even more shows, sold out shows. I did hear that he's supposed to be having another deal in the making. I don't know if that's true or not. But if we're going to be all the way 100, not that I'm justifying Will slapping Chris. I'm just saying that I'm not really a fan of Chris Rock after the nappy hair movie, after the former president Obama joke about he should have married a white woman. Those type of things to me was a no-no for me. Sitting there listening to white men joke and use the N-word and he found it funny, it was very distasteful and disgusting to me. And so from that, I'm not a fan of his. And if I'm going to be honest with you, there are many of Black folks that don't find Chris Rock funny. A lot of Chris Rock jokes is catered towards a certain type of individuals, and those certain type of individuals are Black people. And I just feel for me, and I'm not a comedian, but I just feel for me, if you are a comedian and the only way you can be successful is off catering towards a certain type of people to make jokes about, you are not funny to me. That's just me. That's just my opinion. That's just the way I view that situation. I do wish them the best. I hope and pray that they can get past this. I hope that they possibly maybe can do some work together and spin this thing around to where people are not talking about it. But I do wish that it never happened. I don't condone Will Smith's behavior. I just think that we have to be aware that people are human. People have feelings. People are flawed. Now, I know people minimize the fact that Jada has alopecia and they think that, oh, that's just the thing. And anybody can say that they have alopecia. Who wants to say that they're dealing with alopecia? Who wants to say that this is what happened to them? And what's crazy is the woman have been very openly about her struggle with losing her hair and wearing the head bonnets and the scarves and things way before this happened. And from what I listened to, the director didn't even know that Chris was even going to make this joke. He was freestyling when he made the joke about Jada and the G.I. Jane. Now, at first, I was just hoping that it was staged, that it was some type of gag or something like that, but nobody has come out and said that it was, so we have to stand on that that's actually what it was. Again, I do not condone Will Smith's behavior, but I can give him empathy. I could give him compassion because I would never want to be crucified for a mistake that I've made, especially one that's going to cost him. I don't think it should cost him his career, and I don't think it's going to cost him his career, but it will cost him. And for that, I feel bad for it. People often try to give it okay for comedians to crack jokes. I understand if you go to a comedy show and comedians crack jokes and this and that. I get it. That's why I don't go to comedy shows, because I don't have thick skin. And if you catch me on a day where I'm just struggling emotionally and I'm trying to find a laughter and I were to go to a comedy show and I happen to end up being the butt of joke, I probably would go into a depression if it was bad. And that's just the truth. But it was an Oscar. And I know sometimes at Oscars, they crack jokes, they say things. I get it. But even if you don't think that alopecia is a real health issue, it was to Jada. It was very distasteful. It was a distasteful joke that it didn't even have to be. You didn't have to say it. You could have said anything else. You could have said anything else about anybody else, but you had to say it about them. Now, true, the joke could have been about Alcina or the entanglement. True. But you chose that. And regardless of what the joke was, regardless of what anyone else view or how their thoughts and opinion is, because I'm not trying to change anyone's thoughts and opinion. But for me, I felt that it was very distasteful. If we never talk about this Will Smith and Chris Rock slap again, I will be ecstatic. Again, I think it was wrong. I was very disappointed that it was Will. I was very proud of the way Chris Rock handled himself. He had a lot of control, a lot of poise, because I can't promise anybody that I would have been collective if that had happened to me. I can't promise anyone that. So I think as a man, Chris Rock was just awesome through this whole situation, and he carried himself as a man should have. But I don't think that this should be an end all for Will Smith. And that's just my opinion of it. I also had one more thing to talk about, to express. People have made it their business to blame Jada for Will Smith's action. Will is a grown ass man. And whether or not Will Smith action was right or wrong, the point is it was wrong and he was still a grown man. And I didn't see nowhere where anyone said that Jada pulled out a gun and told Will he better go walk his ass across that stage and slap another grown ass man and then walk your ass back across the stage and have a seat with me. I didn't see nobody say that. So with that, I rebuke that. People have to stop using Black women as a weapon to excuse Black men bad behavior or mistakes. Every time a Black man do something and they feel like a woman is somewhere in the middle of it, you want to blame that woman. That is not Jada's fault that Will thought the best way I could defend and speak up for my wife is to walk across the stage and slap the shit out of Chris Rock. That's not Jada's fault. People talk about the Tupac situation. Y'all are the ones that keep talking about the Tupac situation. Y'all are the ones that keep bringing it up. Media is the one that keep writing about it. Every time something comes up, this is what y'all do. And then when you ask Jada a question about it or whatever, you want to crucify her because she's honest with how she feels or honest about a situation. Why do y'all care so much about her relationship with whomever when her and her husband are still together and they are still fucking with each other regardless of what it is? We talk about the Asena situation. Now, let's just be very honest. I don't think that Jada was in a position to help August Asena, because Jada had admitted her own self that when she was supposedly trying to be there for August Asena, she was going through a lot emotionally and mentally herself. So you wasn't capable of being there for him the way he needed to be in a healthy way. Now, it did bother me that you welcomed this man in your home, you befriended this man, and then you started a whole sexual relationship with this man in your home, and you were still married. Now, yes, supposedly, her and Will wasn't together. They wasn't even living under the same roof. I get that, whatever the case may be. However, it was wrong. Just like I didn't understand why August Asena went and did a whole interview about this, which left me thinking Jada wouldn't leave Will for you. And that's really why you're doing this, to make Jada look bad. And what was crazy about all of this is Asena didn't look bad. Jada was a hoe and Will looked weak. But what about all these women that are out here fighting and jumping on each other over these men? These men never look weak. These men never look like embarrassment. They never crucify men when women have this type of behavior. But because Will still wanted to be with Jada, for whatever the reason is behind the situation, y'all mad because a Black couple still love each other and still want to be with each other? Let me tell you something. There are things about Will and Jada relationship that makes no sense to me, but it works for them. It works for them. So who am I to sit back and say, oh, y'all nasty, y'all disgusting, Will, you weak, blah, 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 when that works for them? That's their marriage. And to be honest with you, most of the people that have an opinion about Will and Jada relationship and marriage is in unhappy marriages, unhealthy marriages, or not in a relationship at all, or unhappy with themselves, or unhappy with life, or just miserable human beings. So who are you to talk about somebody else's situation? We're not God. And at the end of the day, when we go before God, it's just going to be you and God. It ain't going to be you and everybody else. So why do you care so much about Will and Jada's relationship? We need to stop judging people and holding these athletes and artists and celebrities like gods when they are, and look at them as real people. They're real people. And another thing, I'm gonna need the white community to just sit this one out. Let Will and Chris Rock work this out however they're going to choose to work this out. Just let them figure it out. Just let them figure it out. That's it. I don't have anything else to say about the Will and Jada situation. I also wanted to take a moment and give my condolences, my prayers to Tracy Braxton, who lost her battle with esophageal cancer at the age of 50. I can't imagine what your sisters and your husband and your son went through watching you fight, because it's a test. It's a lot of mental and emotional work that goes into that. And I just will continue to pray for your family. I pray for strength. Courage and guidance to get you guys through this. Cancer is an ugly thing. And it shows its ugly faces, and everybody, all type of people. It does not discriminate. It does not discriminate. But my heart and prayers go out to you and your family. That's my time, you guys. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for listening. Peace.